This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Mike Ross is standing by. So is Ryan Delahanty and Mark Phoenix. It's time for the weekly news quiz.
Thank you, Dave. As per usual, our quiz rules. We have three rounds of questions, three questions per round. Each question comes with three multiple choice options. And if the contestant can answer the question without hearing the options, they get 2 points if they get it right. If they need to hear the options to get it right, they get 1 point. If they get it wrong, we move on until the point is awarded. Our contestants today, Dave, Ryan Delahanty from Halifax, and Mark Phoenix in Toronto, and Paul Daniel is the producer compiling the questions and spinning the wheel of randomizing contestants. And the order for round one is Dave, Ryan, and Mark. So Dave, question one. A study conducted in what country suggests that a fourth COVID shot is not very effective against the Omicron variant?
I'll take the options, please.
Israel, India, South Africa.
Let's go with Israel.
That's correct. You're on the board. Ryan, welcome to the show. This question is for you. Four detainees are suing an Arkansas jail that gave them which COVID, quote-unquote, treatment?
Ooh. Let's say, what was it called? Invermectin? Was that the horse thing?
Nice. That swinging for the fences. And 2 points for Ryan. Nice. Yes, they were told that they were being prescribed vitamins, antibiotics, and or steroids. Mark Phoenix, nice to have you back on the program.
Nice
Here's
to be
your
here.
Question. DirecTV is dropping which right-wing news channel from its lineup?
So many to choose from, but I think the one in question is OAN.
2 points for Mark. Wow. That's right. Bloomberg reported that DirecTV is One America News, or OAN's largest distributor. Round one in the books. Ryan and Mark each with 2 points, Dave with one. And Ryan, you get question one in round number two. What CBC radio personality announced last week they're stepping down from hosting duties on their program after 16 years?
I will take the options.
Your options are Chris Howden, Carol Off, or Tom Allen.
Let's go Carol off the air.
And you got yourself another point. You're going to host her final program as it happens on February 25th. Before moving on to work on a new summer series for CBC. As it happens, we'll continue with a rotating cast of guest hosts as CBC Radio searches for Off's successor.
I wonder if they'll bring in Shad again.
We'll find out. Mark Phoenix, last week, a man in the United States was awarded $9.4 million for being served a glass of corrosive cleaning liquid instead of water at which restaurant chain?
I'd like to know so I know not to go there. So I'm going to take the options.
Your options are IHOP, Denny's, or Cracker Barrel.
I hope it's not Denny's.
Incorrect. Dave?
I'm going to go with Cracker Barrel.
And you got another point. Way to go, Dave. William Cronin was having lunch at a Marion County Cracker Barrel in April of 2014 when the server accidentally refilled his water glass with cleaning solution. Cronin suffered burns to his mouth and esophagus and is still suffering the repercussions of the indigestion to this day, even though it took place 8 years ago.
Oh, man, that'll wash down your mac and cheese. Oof.
And that white gravy at Cracker Barrel that they're so famous for.
Cheddar biscuits and
Dave,
white gravy. Woo, yeah.
Dave, last week, Canada Post released a commemorative stamp honoring one of Canada's greatest jazz singers. Who's that singer?
Oh, my gosh, I missed this completely. I need the options, please.
Your options are Eleanor Collins, Salome Bay, or Molly Johnson.
Usually I'm all over to the commemorative stamps. I'll go with C.
C is incorrect. Let us go to Ryan.
Ryan, option
is it
A.
Eleanor Collins or Salome Bay?
Eleanor Collins, I think.
You got it. Nice. 102 years old, by the way. Recognized as Canada's first lady of jazz, began performing in the 1930s on TV and radio shows across the country, and has worked with everyone from Dizzy Gillespie to Oscar Peterson.
Wow.
So round two comes to an end. Ryan in the lead with 4 points. Mark with two, Dave with two. And Mark, you're kicking off round three. A Pickering, Ontario elementary school will soon bear the name of a female Indigenous leader from Manitoulin Island instead of that of the first Prime Minister of Canada. Who is the Indigenous leader in question?
I feel like I didn't hear about this, so I'm going to take the options.
Your options are Don Lavelle Harvard, Christine McRae, or Josephine Mandeman.
Huh. I'm going to have to take a guess on this one, and I'm going to guess A.
Incorrect. Dave.
I'll go with Josephine Mandeman.
You get yourself another point.
Nice.
Mandeman was an Anishinaabe leader, an advocate for water protection, and a residential school survivor. Dave, here's this question just for you. The wife of what Canadian political party leader caused a ruckus after she accepted a gift in exchange for an Instagram post of said gift?
That would be Jagmeet Singh's wife.
Bing, bing, bing. Two more points for you. Congratulations. So, as we go to our final question, Ryan, you trail Dave by 1 point, just so you're aware of that. 1 point only. What stationery maker of pens and paper products announced they were buying Inkox, a Toronto-based temporary tattoo company, for $65 million?
I will take the options.
The options are Sharpie, Bic, or Parker.
Let's go with Bic.
We got ourselves a tie game.
Ooh.
We got a tie game. Yes, Bic, buying the company that was started in 2015 by Tyler and Braden Handley, who wanted to get tattoos but feared whatever designs they would choose would eventually age poorly.
What is Bic more famous for, pens or razors?
Well, the answer here said the stationery and shaver giant. So I'm going to say
50-50 split.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to our tie-breaking question. And Ryan, this is how it works. I will read the question. Then whoever calls out their own name first gets the first crack at answering said question. And I have to read the question in its entirety. Here
Jeopardy
we go.
Rules.
What popular pandemic product saw its CEO admit its sales may have plateaued?
Ryan. Let's guess Peloton.
You got it.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. Peloton Interactive Inc.'s chief executive said last Thursday the company was reviewing the size of its workforce and resetting production levels following a report earlier in the day that it was temporarily halting production of connected fitness bikes and treadmills after a significant drop in demand. And so, with that, this week's winner is Ryan with 6 points to Dave's 4 to Mark's 2.
Well done, Dave. Ryan. We're not gonna give Karen Ryan's points, though. Those just belong to Ryan himself. Okay, guys, two quick questions for each of you before we get out of here. Ryan, what's Bic more famous for, razors or pens?
I'd say pens. You could draw your own tattoos on them, which is probably why they bought that company.
And secondary question, our daily poll question, how often do you clean/disinfect your phone?
Not often enough.
Okay. Mark, same two questions to you. Razors or pens for Bic?
Oh, these days it's definitely pens. And as for cleaning my phone, no comment.
I really feel like Bic is more famous for the razors. Like, I don't even think about Bic pens. And I will say that I recently made the switch to the Bic brand of razors. Not like the super cheapy ones, but the ones that's like one sort of notch above. Great value, great razors, saving a lot of money.
You are bookended by two bearded men, so...
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Less concerned about overall razordom. Hey, Ryan, it was great to have you as part of the quiz. Thank you for pinch hitting for Karen.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting me win.
Well, we don't let anybody win. And Mark, thank you, man. Always fun catching up.
Always a pleasure. And Ryan, welcome to Thunderdome. Glad to have you.
Welcome to the Thunderdome. That's all the time we have for the show today.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.